Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studios, located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. We have a guest today that's going to help you work off some of those extra calories, maybe some of those extra pounds in my case, the extra piece of pecan or pumpkin pie. Before we get to our guest, however, I want to thank our program producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, and collectively, JB and I want to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, my guest today is the owner of Peak Performance Sioux City. They actually have retail establishments throughout this part of the country. Mr. Jim Ewalt. Jim, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Well, thanks for having me, Chris.
Hey, it's been a few years since you've been in studio with us. We're delighted to have you back, especially on Thanksgiving weekend and Small Business Saturday, because as I have said in the past, you're the epitome of a small business owner.
Well, those are kind words from a quality individual. Like I said for a long time, Chris, during some of our conversations, small business is the core of any town.
Well, there is no doubt that small business is the backbone of the U.S. economy, and that is particularly the case in the Siouxland Tri-State Metro of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. We're grateful to all of our small businesses. We appreciate what you do. We appreciate the entrepreneurial initiative, the risk that you take on, and the economic impact, the jobs that you create. And we're going to talk about that extensively as we get deeper into the program, Jim. We're also going to talk about how you can help guys like me work off that extra piece of pecan pie and pumpkin pie. As you said, you are a little partial to the whipped cream. Is that right?
I'm a 4-to-1 ratio, Chris. Yeah, yeah. If I can see pumpkin, there's not enough Cool Whip.
that may make sense. But folks, we do wish you a very pleasant holiday season and hope you had a terrific Thanksgiving with family, friends, and loved ones. Today is Small Business Saturday, and over 70% of the businesses affiliated with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce are small businesses. And we define a small business as 10 employees or less. There's a lot of small businesses in our Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We're grateful to every one of them. Jim, we're grateful to your business, and you are a small business with a small number of employees.
Yeah, I mean, we have three full-timers and three part-timers and myself. And it's hard to get employees, number one, you know, that we want to represent and represent our products the correct way. Siouxland is just a good place. It's been a great place for us for 28 years.
Well, and we're grateful to you for your longtime membership in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about your business extensively. Before we get there today, as we do each Saturday, we introduce our guests to the listening audience. Tell us about where you grew up.
Originally grew up in Paulina, Iowa. Class of 1981, did all sports in high school, primarily track and football were the things I did in college.
So I'm going to guess you were a sprinter, but I'm not certain about it.
I was a 1-2-4 guy, yes. Okay. 100, 200, 400, yep. Those are my specialties anyway.
Back in the day?
Back in the day.
So, and what'd you play in football?
I was a defensive back.
Okay. So you were involved in sports as a youth. Tell me what came after high school in Paulina, Iowa.
Well, I went to college at Buena Vista, and that's where I ran track and played football. And then after that, I went to work for a company called Walmart, if you ever heard of them.
And indeed I had. Yeah. They're the opposite of a small business.
Opposite of a small business. And started in as assistant manager, went into store planning. I set up new stores for them all over the Midwest. And if I ever left that company, I knew I wanted to get back into my core roots, which was fitness. I've been a lifter all my life and a runner all my life, and had an opportunity to work for a company in Omaha. And then after about 3.5-4 short years, my brother and I started our own company in 1994.
The entrepreneurial bug bit you.
Oh, it bit me big time. In fact, my wife didn't talk to me for 3 months after when I started my own business because, you know, I'm a risk taker, but it paid off.
We're going to talk about that in just a second. You mentioned your wife. Tell me about your family.
My wife, Beth, she actually is a teacher. She's from Ute, Iowa, originally. I met her at Buena Vista. I got married shortly thereafter. Two beautiful daughters, Ashley and Kaylee, and a grandson, Archer, who's my little man. And she retired from teaching, took a year off, and now she teaches at Siouxland Christian.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today on Small Business Saturday, Mr. Jim Ewalt, who is the founder and principal of Peak Performance. Peak Performance is a fitness company, running shoes, shirts, socks, equipment for cardio, and we're going to talk about that extensively. And here we are, Thanksgiving Day weekend, Small Business Saturday, kickoff of the holiday season, all these things come together. So Jim, of course, an ideal guest as we talk about that. Jim, you said the entrepreneurial bug bit you. Your wife wasn't crazy about it. Who did you go into business with? Who are your partners?
My brother, Mike. Yeah, we started the business, and he had a background in finance. He was a certified internal auditor, master's in business administration. He knew the back door, and I knew the front door. You know, so it was a good combination.
And where did you begin?
Omaha, Nebraska.
And with how many stores?
One.
And tell us, for those people who may be saying, you know, I'm thinking about taking this step. I'm thinking about leaving the security of my own employment and starting my own business. What advice might you give that entrepreneur?
Recently, I had a gentleman call me that wanted to start a running store in Mississippi. How he got my name, I don't know. And I tried to talk him out of it to see how committed he was to do it. You know, you're sounding like you're trying to talk me out of it. Yeah, I am trying to talk you out of it because I need to know what your commitment is to it. You know, if you have that commitment and the drive and you want to do it, you'll be successful. If you're thinking about, well, you know, this is kind of a good thing or somebody's trying to talk you into it, then don't do it. You know.
And curious listeners want to know, did you talk him out of it or was he committed?
I think he's committed. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll even do that with, you know, employees, you know, after the first week or so. And it sounds like you're trying to get me to quit. No, I want to just know what your commitment level is to what we do here because we're committed to our customers.
So how long ago did you open that first store?
That'll be in March of 1994.
March of 1994. And where was the next retail outlet opened?
Sioux City, Iowa.
Okay.
That was July of 1996.
And how many have you grown to at this point?
Well, we grew to 7 stores. And then in January of 21, my brother and I actually split the company up. He turned 65 this year and didn't want to, you know, sign another lease. He was kind of looking to retirement, you know, and I spent 99% of my time in Sioux City. So I took Sioux City on a split and been here ever since. And it's just a great community for me because I grew up in Northwest Iowa.
So fitness has always been a big part of your life. Tell me the focus of Peak Performance.
Relationships. You know, with people like you and people that come in our store, we want to get to know who they are and not just, you know, we're going to do our job and make sure we get the right shoe on their foot or, you know, the right exercise equipment that they need and find out what their needs are and make sure we're doing our job. But we're also going to get to know them as a person, you know, and to make sure that we develop those relationships for the long haul.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Jim Ewalt of Peak Performance. Peak Performance can be found in the Morningside area of our community. And for those traveling in the neighborhood of the Southern Hills Mall, there's a strip mall right before you get to the Southern Hills Mall. And Peak Performance has a couple of parking places right in front of that, reserved just for a customer ready to come out and purchase equipment or shoes or clothing today. What are your hours for the holiday season?
Monday through Thursday, we open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sundays are noon to 5.
And so the focus of your store is relationships. Tell us about the products that you sell.
Well, the products that we sell, number one, if I won't own it myself, I won't put up my store. If I don't have a relationship with the product, I won't put up my store. And I'll use my employees as guinea pigs, so to speak. We're thinking about carrying the shoe. Jake, why don't you try and we'll order one in, you try and wear it and see if you like it or not. And we've decided on shoes just based on what the employees liked it or not.
And that's been a successful formula for you.
Yes, it has.
Yep. But of course, it's so much more than do you guys like the shoe? Because I am a customer. I have experienced your level of customer service. I have been the beneficiary of the experience and expertise that you and the colleagues that you have hired to represent your business have provided. And that's not just for me. It's for my wife. It's for my children. It's been, you know, track shoes. It has been cross-country shoes. It has been marathon shoes. And you guys cover it all from soup to nuts.
We do, yeah. And that's what we try to do, is make sure they're almost a one-stop shop.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest on Small Business Saturday is Jim Ewalt. Jim is the founder and owner of Peak Performance right here in Sioux City. And after a short commercial break, we're going to visit more with Jim, not only about his store, but about small business in general in our Siouxland Tri-State region. We'll be back right after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Grateful that you are spending part of your holiday weekend with us and with KSEJ Radio. Wishing you, your family, your friends, your loved ones, a pleasant and safe holiday weekend. And here we are. Thanksgiving Day is already in the rearview mirror, folks. The holiday shopping season is upon us. More importantly, today is Small Business Saturday. Today is the one day a year that we all focus on, celebrate, and salute the leaders in our small business community. Our guest today, one of those leaders, a small business owner, Jim Ewalt of Peak Performance, right here in Sioux City. And Jim, we talk about saluting small business today. A quick transition and segue. Your business has always been tremendously supportive of the men and women in uniform. You've been very supportive of our veterans. You provide a discount for veterans and members of our armed forces. Why has that always been such a priority for you?
My dad was an Army. He was an Army Ranger. He was at the Berlin Wall when the Berlin Wall went up. And he taught me to respect the flag, how to fold a flag, and to respect our veterans, and why we are in a free country.
That's exactly right. And Jim, you've always been generous. There's always a discount for members of our armed forces, for our veterans. So identify yourself as such when you go to Peak Performance. Jim and his team will be happy to take care of you. And part of taking care of their customers includes sharing your experience and expertise. Tell our listeners what a customer can expect the first time they walk in the door at Peak Performance.
You'll be greeted quickly, number one, and then we'll ask you a series of questions about the type of shoe you need, what you're going to use it for, if you have any aches or pains, you know, currently going on with your feet, what kind of shoe you normally wear, and we love to see the wear patterns on the old shoe, so bring those shoes in if you're going to, the shoe you're replacing, bring those in, and then we'll take you through what's called our 5-point fit process. We'll look at your arch height, the alignment of your two lower leg bones, how they stack on top of your foot. We'll track your knee. We'll watch you walk. And then we'll do what's called a one-legged static test, all before we grab shoes off the wall.
And for those who may not know, that's a unique experience that only Peak Performance provides. And so there are some outstanding sports stores throughout our community, but they don't focus exclusively on footwear.
They don't, you know, not the way we fit shoes. And our shoes are hand selected. You know, the shoe is designed to fit a need. It's not a shoe just to put on the wall, just to put a shoe on the wall.
But it's so much more than shoes. What else do you represent at Peak Performance?
We care. You know, we want the shoe to do what we say it's going to do when it walks out the door, because it's a shorter day at work. It's enjoying your run more. It's enjoying your walk more. Being able to have better balance if you have balance issues. All these factors come into play with the shoes that we sell.
It's also shirts, hats, socks to be matched with the shoes, and I've become a big fan of your recovery sandals.
Oh, the UFO sandals they're top notch. They really are. They, after a long day, you know, if you're wearing a dress shoe or, you know, to come home and put something on that's going to make your feet feel good and supported, they're tremendous for that. But we do have a full line of socks and running gear, running apparel, and running accessories. You know, especially this time of year, now it's getting a little colder. That's kind of where our direction is right now with our apparel.
And Jim, do you still engage in sports equipment like treadmills?
Oh yeah, I mean it's part of the foundation of what we do. And again, on the exercise equipment side, we sell treadmills, bikes, ellipticals, weight machines, you know, dumbbells, you know, the whole gamut of exercise equipment versus both home and commercial. We also do the Rosencrantz Center, you know, that was opened up recently. That was all of our equipment we put in there commercially. But it's hand selected. I mean, my gym that I have at home could come right off the floor. Because if I won't own it myself, again, I won't put it in my store.
And why wait until the first of the year to begin your New Year's resolutions? Get a jump start on it right now.
Right. We're approaching, you know, now about 30 days until the first of the year. Why start then, you know?
And for those who have the hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas or Hanukkah list, if your holiday shopping includes someone who's nearly impossible to buy for, what better than helping them invest in their personal health?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I always say your future self will thank you for it. You know, the fitness that I have now, I'm benefiting from stuff that I did 20 years ago. You know, I wouldn't be in the shape I'm in right now if I didn't do this 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago.
And weather's no longer an excuse, is it?
No, it's not an excuse. I mean, and I've always liked the benefit of getting outside in the wintertime. You know, the fresh air, you know, versus recycled air all day. You know, get a little vitamin D sun in you. That crisp cold air just kind of wakes you up versus being in a, you know, warm, you know, hot, heated room all day. You know, get outside, get some fresh air, and be outside for 20 or 30 minutes. I mean, I've done runs of 15 below.
And if it's bitterly cold like it is 15 below and you're not hardy enough like me to hack that, there's no reason that you can't get a couple miles in on a treadmill.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's the thing I've always enjoyed about treadmills the most is the ability to combine an indoor and outdoor program. There'll be nice days in January. There'll be nice days in February. Get outside for a bit, you know, change that routine up a little bit and, you know, to continue a program. And then we got days in the summer where it's just too hot to be outside. I've stopped running outside because it's too buggy. You know, those black bugs are biting, you know. I'm not doing that. I'm going to go downstairs.
Sure. You're listening to Grow Sioux Land on KSEJ. Our guest today, Jim Ewalt, who is the owner of Peak Performance Sioux City. Jim has running shoes, recovery shoes, socks, fitness apparel, fitness equipment. And as we come off of the Thanksgiving holiday and you had a little bit too much to eat and you don't want to pile on the calories with Christmas cookies and Christmas candies going through the holiday season, get out and see Jim. Jim, what's the address of your store's location?
We're 4501 Southern Hills Drive. So we're just south of the mall and out there by Applebee's and Wheelhouse in that ballpark of that part of Sioux City.
For years, Jim, you have been, I think, the quintessential small business owner because not only are you investing in relationships and investing in your customers, you're investing in your community. How important is that to you? And tell us about how your small business gives back to Siouxland.
One of the primary things we do is during track and field and cross-country season, if a coach contacts me and has an athlete that can't afford shoes, we donate them. It's a big part of what we do. I grew up in a family that didn't have a lot of cash, and so I know the importance of shoes. And we don't want the barrier for the kid running or not running to not have shoes or to be embarrassed because they don't have shoes. So we donate several pair.
It's a great start, but you don't just donate to kids who are struggling. You donate to lots of charitable causes and community auctions.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if the charity touches my heart for sure, you guarantee I'm going to do something. Yeah.
And the veterans organization, you mentioned that your father was in Germany when the Berlin Wall went up. Your standard discount is 10% for veterans and members of the armed forces. I have a couple of children in the military. They come home at the holidays. It seems like they're always due for an upgrade in their running shoes. It's just kind of cyclic. They buy a pair before they take off at the beginning of the year, and then come semester time, the holidays, it's time to go back into your store. And I've always been impressed with the record keeping of Peak Performance.
Yeah, we automatically keep track of the shoes you buy. For one reason, if you find a shoe that works, you know, we want to try and keep you in that shoe. And we also have a frequent buyer program with that. As you get the 10 pair, we average the price of those 10 and get that as a credit towards your 11th pair. So there's a rewards program with it as well.
Yeah, I was the beneficiary of that rewards program when I was in recently. And between me, along with my wife and my children, you know, we've purchased a significant number of shoes from Peak Performance, and importantly, we've always been happy, and that's why we keep coming back.
And honestly, do we get it right every time? No, nobody does. But if it's not, we're going to make it right.
And what a broad and diverse line of shoes. I'd never even heard of Hoka a couple of years ago. It has to be one of your mainstays today.
Hoka and Brooks right now in the running channel, running industry, are number one and two in the industry. And that, and they started in 2009, so they've come a long ways in a short period of time.
And coming on strong is Cloud.
Yes, they're number three, actually.
Unbelievable. And I know that my junior high school daughter just finished a cross-country season in shoes from your store. I called them On Cloud, and I think now they just go by Cloud.
It's On Cloud, but we know what you're talking about.
But yeah, she loved them.
Yeah, great. Yeah, the Cloud Runner's a great shoe.
Jim, in the final 60 seconds that we have together this morning, what message do you have for the listening audience who may not be familiar with your store, but you'd like to introduce your products and your services?
Just give us an opportunity, you know, to stop in and let's talk about your footwear needs or your exercise equipment needs, and you know, see if we can get you on the right track on your feet or at home.
Folks, it's Small Business Saturday. Get out and support your local retailers. Support those businesses who support our Siouxland community. Look for that Siouxland Chamber of Commerce sticker on the door. Support the businesses who invest in our community, who have bricks and mortar structures in our community, who hire employees from our community, who sponsor the Little League team, the softball team, the soccer team with their hard-earned dollars. They're investing back. Those are the businesses we're focused on today. One of them is Peak Performance Sioux City, owned by Jim Ewalt. Jim, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Folks, have a great holiday weekend. We wish you a safe, enjoyable holiday season throughout Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Let it be festive, and let's always remember the reason for the season. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.